Your daughter, Alex, was diagnosed with bone cancer, is that
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah, the right arm.
Had she been sick?
No, she just complained of a pain in the upper right arm, and she was in preschool, and my doctor called me at work and said, Laura, I have to tell you that I think it's bone cancer.
So as a nurse, did you suspect that up until that point in time?
No, blindsided me. Complete shock. Couldn't hardly stop crying. She said, Mommy, I don't want to die.
Oh my gosh.
I said, we're going to do everything we can, sweetie. You're not going to die.
Every now and then, softest breath upon my skin, I feel you come back again, and it's like you haven't been gone a moment from my side, like the tears were never cried.
We went in for an MRI, actually, of the arm, and kind of indicated it's growing, and we knew it was going to have to come off. It was too close up to the shoulder. There wasn't anything. You weren't going to save it. It was a humongous tumor. So we did an emergency surgery. Dr. Buckwalter brought his team in on the weekend to amputate her arm. And she was a trooper. She did very well through that. She always had a smile. She took it all very, very well.
There are more than angels watching over me. I believe.
Her cancer was so aggressive, and with her bone marrow always being suppressed, it just wasn't likely that we were going to beat this thing. And May 23rd of 2000, the tumor ruptured after her baptism that night. It looked like she was just vomiting blood, and they think she lost close to 3/4 of a gallon of blood. We had 2 months to prepare for her death. She wasn't ready to die. Everyone was amazed she didn't die when her tumor ruptured. And day and a half later, she said, Mommy, I want to go out on pass. I said, fine, baby, we'll go home. We just put her in her stroller. She went and played laser tag. We went and saw movies, and that was the last time she went out.
Forever you're a part of me. Forever in the heart of me. I will hold you even longer if I can.
Middle of the night, probably about 3:30, and I said, you know, Mommy and Daddy love you very much. And she had her eyes closed, and she smiled and shook her head, and I said, I know you love us too. And she smiled and shook her head, and that was it. That was the last response we got.
What do you miss most about her?
Her hugs. Yep, her hugs and her laughter. And it's hard.
There are more than angels watching over me. I believe. Oh, I believe.
I think that's it. She was my best friend.
Every now. Softest breath upon my skin, I feel you come back again. And I believe.
You still come back and you're here and you participate with us. And I can't tell you how much that means to us. And if we didn't have people like you who came and shared, it wouldn't be a success. It wouldn't raise the money.
We could never tell the stories the way people like you do.
Can't stop telling the story until it's cured.